This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Bahaloischa. So Hashem says to Moshe, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about you. Here's her punishment. V'aviha yarak b'faneha haloisi kalim shevas yamim. If her father would have spit in her face, she would have been ashamed 7 days. Tisager shevas yamim. She should be locked up for 7 days. Michus amachana v'achar teyosef. So we have this very interesting pasuk where the Ribbono Shel Olam somehow invokes Miriam's father. What does Miriam's father got to do with anything? She didn't sin against her father. She spoke about Moshe. The analogy should have been her brother. What's v'aviha? And what's the double lashon of yaroik yarak? Says Rabbi Chiel Michal of Oishtroivsa, a ge'oinos. We know in the pasuk vayilech ish mi beis levi vayikach es bas levi that Amram had separated from Yocheved because of the gzera of Paroi, of Kol HaBen HaYiloid HaYor Tashlichuhu. And almost Moshe Rabbeinu never came into the world. And Vayelech, what does Vayelech mean? He followed the advice of Miriam. Miriam said to her father, your gzera is worse than Paroi. Paroi was Loigazar Ella Al HaZacharim, but you are obliterating all of Klal Yisrael. Now how could Miriam tell this to her father? Isn't it a lack of respect? But she thought her father was violating the first mitzvah in the Torah of Pruravu. What do you mean Pruravu? He already had, her father already had a son and a daughter. Her father already had Aaron and herself, Miriam. Wasn't he Mekayim Pruravu? Apparently Miriam held. No, because according to Beis Shammai, you have to have two boys. So Miriam was saying, you did not fulfill Pruravu according to Beis Shammai. It was not yet Paskin, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Maybe because we know in the future the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. She was going like Beis Shammai. Tati, you have not been Mekayim the mitzvah of Pruravu. So she thought she was authorized to sort of tell him off. But now what's Miriam saying? She's saying, oh, Moshe, you were Mekayim Pruravu. Moshe was Mekayim Pruravu. He had two boys, Gershon and Eliezer. No, you weren't Mekayim according to Beis Hillel. Well, you know, which one are you going by? If you're going to speak about Moshe, that Moshe was separated from his wife, and you're going to say, I could speak about Moshe because he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah, because he only had two boys. Well, wait a second. If you paskin like Beis Hillel, then you weren't authorized to speak against your father. So now we're throwing against you not only what you're speaking about Moshe, but what you spoke against Aviha as well. And that's the double lashon of Yoroik Yorak for the two harsh diburim, one to Amram and one to Moshe, says Rabbi Chiel Michal of Oishtroivtsa. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.